Can you tell me about your song, Your Cure?
Yeah, Your Cure is maybe actually the first song I wrote for the record. It's a song about, I guess, lyrically, the idea is starting to realize that I'm perhaps not made to know everything that happens in every corner of the world at all times. And yet this is what technology has given to us, where we almost feel guilty if we hear about some tragedy in some other part of the world and we're inactive. We're almost trained to feel like apathetic citizens, because there's just so much information. And I don't know, I'm becoming more and more convinced that people are meant to live locally and be very present in their own local communities and have their priorities set on the tragedies and the injustices that are happening there. So yeah, that song is kind of about information overload and trying to figure out a way to cope with it. And Your Cure is kind of, yeah, I think everyone kind of has this, some kind of way that they distract themselves from all the information.
You're also a producer, and your producing credits include working with a couple of wonderful bands that I've previously had as guests on my show, The Wild Romantics and The Tourist Company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel most in your element when you're producing, writing, or performing on a stage?
I'd say, well, for sure, I'd start with least, and it would be performing on stage. It's least my element. And I really like production. I feel like it's really similar to songwriting and kind of producing my own stuff. I wouldn't say that I thrive more. I'd say one is like less weighty. Like when I write my stuff, there's a lot at stake for me, and I'm very there's a lot of fear maybe. Whereas the enjoyable thing about production and working with bands and recording bands is that I just feel like I'm a lot more objective because I can kind of take a step back and just kind of help them be their best instead of trying to express myself, which is that comes with a lot more weight. So I'd say, I think I'm really good at both of those things, but I think that one is more serious for me.
You're a Western Canadian Music Award nominee and a Factor Grant recipient. Songs you've written have been featured in commercials and movie trailers, and you've had over 3 million listens on Spotify. Which of your musical accomplishments mm-hmm. makes you the most proud?
Yeah, good question. I guess I'm the most proud when I hear from someone that what I've made really has moved them and helped them and has affected them, and I believe them. that sounds a little cheesy, but that's honestly true. I think commercially, like I was in a competition called the Peak Performance Project in 2012, and I got second place in that, and I won a bunch of money to kind of be able to pursue music for the next few years. And it also kind of just like helped establish me in, especially in Vancouver, but also in Canada, as just kind of a player in that world. So yeah, that's I'm very proud of that. I'm proud that I did that.
You've toured extensively and played festivals across Canada and internationally. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
I mean, it would have to be a hometown show because those are always the best. But last year we played at the Imperial, or maybe it was 2016 actually. Yeah, which is kind of last year, but kind of not. Yeah, in 2016 we played at the Imperial, and it was full, and the sound was awesome, and it was just a great night. I feel like those are the kinds of shows that I remember, and every show was kind of always pitted against in my mind. So yeah, the Imperial, I'd say.
What's on the horizon for you musically in the new year?
Yeah. The new year, I'm going to Europe at the end of this month again, just for a few shows. And really, I'm just trying to develop as a creative person. In most of my career, I've kind of just been like, okay, I have a record to write. And so I've written a record, and I want to start becoming somebody who's just always writing as my job. I also have a great publisher in the States who I write for film and television. So kind of, honestly, it's pretty meek and mild, but my artistic horizons are just kind of creative discipline and just making lots of material and developing as a songwriter. That's kind of my goal for this year.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of your new releases?
Yeah, I think it's jordanclausenmusic.com. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Housefly. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Housefly is a song that I wrote along the same lines of a lack of committedness, realizing how bad I was at commitment. And I remember I was watching a housefly tapping against the window, and I thought, oh, this is kind of funny because it's a housefly and its home is a house. It's in a house. It's in my house, and yet it still kind of like wants to leave desperately, it seems like. It's bashing its head against a wall. And so I thought, this is a lot like me in that I kind of find everything that I want, and yet I'm still kind of always unsatisfied and looking for something else. Yeah.
It's a wonderful song and very relatable.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Someone